do want to thank the Boys and Girl Scouts because they collected a lot of the food that we gave out so that we didn't have to purchase so much. And they collected over 2,500 units, which is the most that they've collected in the 3 years that we've been here. So that's great. And just definitely want to thank the community of Petersburg for their generosity. And for Thanksgiving, we served 80 family units, which came out to 218 people. For Christmas this year, we served 77 family units that came out to 200 people. And so total for the season, we've served 157 families and 418 people. And then with the Christmas toys for kids, we did 71.
Great. Does that seem like that's up or down from other years or about the same?
It's about the same. We had more family units apply total for the season, but when it came down to when we actually did the distribution, who showed up for their units, it's been the same.
And the Christmas basket distribution was just today, is that right?
Yeah, we did that today from 10 to 1, okay. And we had a great turnout. They seemed to go pretty smoothly. I think the only big problem was my own personal mistake, so we did pretty good when I'm the only one who messes up. So
just getting people the wrong things or what?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, just I mixed up two people who had the same last name.
Okay.
But it all worked out in the end. Everyone got what they were supposed to, and we're very happy that we were able to serve so many families this year. And like my wife said, that all goes back to just how wonderful this community is and all the giving spirit of Petersburg and being able to have the resources to do this.
I'm imagining it's a pretty cool day for you all around, though, to be able to give out to people like that.
It is definitely, you know, when you see it on the faces, you see that joy and that knowledge when there are families who really they would not have a Christmas without this program. And so to know that, you know, that little bit of change that gets thrown in the kettle or that box of canned goods that you gave to the Boy Scouts, that went to help a family this year. And they're going to be able to experience that joy of Christmas because of the generosity of this community.
Great. And the kids getting toys from the Giving Tree. What was the big ask this year from kids, or was it kind of spread around?
You know, we have a lot of teenagers,
yeah, okay.
And they all ask for gift certificates because they, you know, they have their own style and their own likes, and they like to go shopping. So we had a lot of asks for gift certificates, but really there wasn't any, like, one particular toy. Like, down south, it's like, everyone wants a Furby or something like that. We didn't really have that here. It's the basic stuff like Legos. A lot of kids ask for learning toys and books, which is good. It's great.
Yeah.
So
looking ahead, you guys just wipe your brow, sigh of relief. This is all done for a little while, huh?
But yeah, the distribution now we're pretty much over with. And so, yeah, that's kind of our big hurdle of the holiday season. But we do still have our kettle program out running, and that goes all the way through Christmas Day. And so we're still plenty of opportunities for people to give, and we have a couple different volunteer groups will be out ringing over the next few days, and we're very grateful for them taking that time out of their schedules to do that.
We just have so many people to thank, and we can't thank them all on here, of course, so if we leave you out, I'm sorry, but we definitely huge thank you to the Petersburg Lutheran Church, because through their cookie thing that they did this past week, they gave half of those proceeds to buy the turkeys for the Christmas season, and that paid for a majority of our turkeys. The LDS Church had several volunteers that came out and helped us box food. We've had the Christian Motorcycle Association. We've had our own Salvation Army board members that have come and helped us fill boxes. And, yeah, the Baptist Church as well. So, just so many more than we can thank Petersburg Pilot for advertising for us. And, of course, KFSK. I'm always sending Tom my emails, like, announce this for me. So, I mean, we have so many people to thank. Just really in whole, the community of Petersburg for all that they do for their own community. Because everything that they bring into us goes right back out to the community. So,
and we do want to just make sure to mention, too, that there's been some question in the past about our Red Kettle program, and we want to guarantee everything that comes in through that Red Kettle program, all those funds stay right here in Petersburg and serve families here in Petersburg, not just at Christmas, but all year long. And so we still have a few more days for you to stop by and to give to that, and we would appreciate any support that you can give us. We were kind of stressed out a little bit with it this year because there's actually five less days in the holiday season with Thanksgiving being moved so late. And so potentially that could mean up to $3,000 of bell ringing days that we wouldn't have. So far, the community has proved that that doesn't matter. They're a wonderful giving community, and we're looking forward to beating our record from last year. That's our hope. Last year we did just under $17,000, which was amazing. We would like to meet that or exceed it this year, and we're doing pretty well so far, but there's always room for more. It's like William Booth, the Salvation Army founder, once said, that and better will do. So since it all goes to such a wonderful purpose of serving needy families in our community, please feel free to give, and we will make sure that it goes right here in Petersburg.